Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It's going to be 90 again. It's going to be effing 90 again.
For a couple of days, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
A little humid.
Shut up. I was outside yesterday, like, all day, and I wanted to die.
Yeah, it got a little steamy.
Shut.
Plus, when the rain came, it really steamed it up nice.
Shut your whore mouth, you whore-ass, bitch-ass skank. All right, we're going to start the show today with something very strange that has happened.
What happened?
And I don't know if this is vindication for you or proof that you're a complete moron.
Mm.
And I say that with all due respect.
I'll take it.
So on Thursdays, you know, Tommy likes to wear his most flamboyant outfits, right? And he started this new tradition where he will tell me the day before, I'm going to wear something really shit. Really sharp, buddy.
Whoa, buddy.
And he makes me stand by the door when he walks in the studio, and I have to film him walking in. And then post it on Instagram so people can see.
Mm-hmm.
So normally when we do this, our break room listeners, you know, Duffy and WCMF, where they follow us on Instagram, they see it and they laugh and we all make fun of Tommy and that's the end of it.
They tell you what you look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something on Thursday and into the weekend happened that has never happened before.
Oh.
For some reason, this video of Tommy in his outfit.
Yeah. Was this the hat? This was the light blue suit?
Yeah, yeah.
Panama hat.
The last one.
Right, monochrome, the one that happened on Thursday. It went viral.
What?
On old people fashion Instagram.
No.
Oh.
Really?
So the video that I have up right now, it has been shared over 600 times.
Shut up.
There are 134 comments, and it's been liked 1,330 times. Just to give you a frame of reference, Tommy's outfit videos are the most popular ones that we post.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
They usually get 300 to 400 likes, like 20 comments, and we all laugh about it.
Yeah.
So I knew something
was, you know, on the inside. Mm-hmm. Get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you guys that are listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I started noticing strange things when, like, over the weekend, all of a sudden, every 5 minutes, my phone would just go crazy.
Yeah.
Instagram notifications. Ding, 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 ding. It got so insane.
Yeah.
Between the likes, comments, and all this stuff, I had to turn off my Instagram notifications because it wouldn't. My phone, I got my Apple Watch, it's just constantly vibrating. It's like Tommy's mom's house. And what I cannot get over are the comments from these old people.
These aren't listeners.
Like they want to know. About you,
so they do
what you're wearing.
They do want to know where he got it from about you, but I am making fun of him.
Yes.
My voice is wearing his outfit.
Yeah.
And they start taking shots.
They're coming at you.
Okay, not only do they come at me in the comments
here. How dare you?
Okay. Like going over the top. He looks great. Stop hating. I want to know what the bearded guy is wearing. I think he looks good. By the way, they think it's perfect Palm Springs brunch attire.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
One person said you look like a Disney executive. All right, here we go.
They're all positive.
All right.
All right, so this person.
I'm on my way, baby.
So Kamal State. He looks like an older cat, dresses like you. I literally don't see the difference between what the bearded guy wears in this look. It's not like he has a kilt or is wearing a sombrero. It's a hat, shirt, bottom, and shoes. I look at the other post. The bearded guy wears a cap, shorts, wrinkled, by the way, and shoes. What he was wearing looks so normal to me. I don't get the complaint. Bunchy writes, "You look fabulous. Keep dressing like that. And I'm glad to see someone finally looking like an elder man should."
Oh, man.
Ooh, elder man.
Man, you're an influencer.
Elder
you're,
man.
You're an elder influencer.
So there are 100, there's got to be 100 comments coming to Tommy's defense in this outfit.
And they don't listen to the show.
They do not listen to the show. They, for whatever reason, this went viral on Fashion Instagram, and they have come to your defense. But what is even funnier is some of these people got so mad at my voice making fun of your outfit that not only have they started following me on Instagram, so I picked up like 200 followers over the weekend from these old people. They have started attacking my pictures of what I'm wearing.
Oh,
going
my God.
Back.
Oh, my God. You know what this is? Tommy's army.
Oh, my God. It's growing.
I didn't even know he existed.
Literally.
Tommy, these people have gone back like
so they went into all your stuff and started looking at your photos?
4 or 5 years, breaking down my outfits, telling me why I suck and I'm ugly and why I don't have
like,
a fashion sense.
That's some deep research.
But these people have never heard of this show.
Yeah.
They're from all parts of the world.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's all because Tommy's monochrome Thursday well, pattern hat outfit.
You know what this means? We have to start him his own fashion outfit of the day Instagram page. I think we'll do it today.
I don't know. I don't want to encourage.
I think we're going to do it.
No, because here's what the problem
I'm going to do it. We're going to take like a couple pictures a day, different poses, like he's doing a shoot once a day.
All right. I want you to be aware of something.
What's that?
And you know this, but you don't want to admit it. Kimmy, I've known Tommy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Many years.
When there are no expectations on Tommy, he is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's charming.
Uh-huh.
He's awesome.
Wow.
The second that you go, this is what we need, he falls apart. He completely falls apart. So
he's going to lose all fashion sense.
It's over. I'm telling you, Kimmy.
With a shoe on his head.
All those shoe hats have been looking out. Yeah.
Like, you know when we tell him, like, hey, what do you think they would sound like? And he doesn't have the impression. Yeah. And we go, well, this is what it would sound like. And he's just like, it's just Mick Jagger, but like a higher pitch. Like, that's what I mean. Like, if we mess with the balance of this, he's going to fall on his effing face. I don't know if that – okay, so with this knowledge now that Tommy's fashion post has gone viral.
Yeah.
Does this give you – what's what I'm looking for? Are you feeling vindicated?
Are you does it bump up your confidence?
How could it not?
Well, because these people – if you saw some of the pictures of these people
– yeah, they're old people.
No, not just – but like they dress like idiots. Complete – like, you remember Kimmy said shoe on – like, some of them have shoes on their heads. Like, it's a fashion statement. Like, every one of these people that are defending your outfit, if you saw them walking down the street, you would crush them. Crush
them. Well, if I saw me coming down the street, I'd make fun of me.
So then why do you wear what you wear?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just how – it's what I'm drawn to.
I would also like to point out on Instagram, our listeners are now correcting themselves.
Oh.
For example, I'm Him writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, first comment, Tommy Nation is a third world country. Then he writes again, that was weak. I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know how to feel about this whole thing. Because I'm happy for you.
Well, let it be.
Oh, shut up.
You know, the people want what they want.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're an in-demand person.
Yeah.
I love how you're playing this off like you're not going to run home to your wife as soon as you get off work today.
Be like, I went viral.
I went viral on Instagram.
Well, we both would have to look up what viral means.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It was very frustrating.
I'm just shocked.
You and me both. Well, why are you shocked? You said you wear this stuff to look good, that other people like to wear this stuff. Bro, it's still happening. This just happened.
Oh.
I'm getting an average of like 10 new followers every 15 minutes.
I think we're really
minutes.
Missing out. On an opportunity here.
Look, if you want to go for it,
speak to my manager.
I'm not going
to
stand in your way, but I'm
talk to Communist Entertainment.
Commie Entertainment?
Yes.
We're going to have to negotiate like a percentage thing.
Absolutely.
Here.
How is he going to make money on this?
I hear you. We got buddies doing podcasts making $100,000 a year.
You know what else you could do to their face? 252-WCMF, 252-9263, Tommy's fashion post from Thursday, his outfit that he wore into the room. We take a video, we post it normally. It gets pretty good interaction with our listeners. Somehow it went viral on old people fashion Instagram and exploded to the point where not only are there 134 comments, it's been shared almost 600 times. People that heard me making fun of his outfit mm-hmm. got upset, started going into my Instagram, following me, mm-hmm. and critiquing everything I am wearing and all of the pictures from years previous. Is Tommy a Rochester fashion icon?
He might be beyond Rochester, yeah. Pat. I mean, I would this imagine that there's a demand for elder influencers out there. Maybe they haven't tapped into the market yet.
No, the Grey Panthers.
Shut up. I was debating telling you this. Because here's the thing. The fact that he's being quiet, yeah. like he's not being over the top, also lets us know that he legitimately believes this is a real thing. Because if he was being like,
his mind is working right now.
And
thinking of opportunities.
Like, I guess the idea would be you're not appreciated where you are. Like, if you were in a bigger city, you would have more respect for what you wear.
Or we'd be getting some free clothes.
You know, that's not a bad take.
Because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get out there, then they give you free stuff.
Brands would be, like, sending you stuff because they want you to wear it.
Oh, I'll come in with a glass of booze. And then I'll get free booze.
I don't.
This is your client, Gibby.
Well, pump the brakes
on
that.
Nope, you just...
Let's start with the clothes. We'll see where that goes.
You jumped into bed with a man who doesn't understand social media.
Okay, this I do understand.
What's that?
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Because there's two people in this building that do this all the time that brag about their stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if they brag about
it. Oh, please. They battle against each other.
We pay more attention to it than they brag about it. Anyways.
Can you go down and show that to Breezy?
All right, so just to give a background.
Because Breezy does this all the time.
Yes. Sorry, just to give a background.
I think I've got
puts
bigger,
a lot of effort into it.
I just think I got bigger numbers than Breezy.
So Breezy on PXY yeah. and Hope on the country station, they're...
Influencers. Like,
yeah, they're influencers.
They have a following.
Yes, yes, on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And like they work together and they get all the stuff and they have like this friendly rivalry and all this stuff, right? And you get frustrated. You don't think that this is like a real thing, going viral on Instagram.
Right.
And, like, there are, like, tips and tricks and theories and ideas of things you can do, and you think it's all BS.
Mm-hmm. So this just proves it, man, because I don't know any of this stuff at all.
You didn't do anything. You just stood there.
Right. That's how easy it is.
No, but you just got lucky.
I understand.
It's not going to happen again.
Just go show it to her.
Okay. Why would you want to hurt Breezy and Hope?
Because they're a couple of smug asses.
The only reason he's enjoying this. That's nothing to do with him personally.
No.
Should we videotape Hope's reaction?
Oh.
You're such a monster.
Breezy's too.
Oh, no, I meant Breezy. Hope I don't want to hurt.
I was going to say Hope's probably Hope not
going to. Hope I don't want to hurt. Breezy, I could care less about.
Breezy's the worst, man. I love her to death. I laid out of traffic for her. She's the worst.
She's either going to break down why those numbers don't count or why she's pissed that they do.
Yes.
Because I would guess that this is a higher performing post than anything that Breezy has ever posted
before. Combined.
Ooh, that's a big statement.
It's going to devastate her. She's going to be devastated.
Oh, you got to do it, bro.
It won't stop, Tommy. It won't
stop. It's out of control.
No, I'm serious. Because
it's a virus.
Well, we use Instagram to talk to listeners during the show, right?
Yeah.
And, I don't know if it's going to be functional today just because I keep getting blasted. Wow. Bling-da-ling-da-ling. Shut up. You ruined the show again. Again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The music industry is constantly changing.
Oh, sure.
Right? When this radio station first started, musicians made money by selling records, mm-hmm. right? And then came cassette tapes and then came CDs, but they still were able to make money doing it, right? And then the big change came with a file sharing with Napster. Then that rolls into streaming. And the music industry is in a weird spot. They used to tour, Tommy, just to sell records.
Yeah.
Now they tour to make all their money.
Wow.
So if you don't see what a musician is doing.
Yeah.
Based on this story, you can't even entirely be sure what they're putting out is being put out by them. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So you're familiar with the band Toto. I got a ride to take me away from you. I got to do it for the people.
That's
the rage. Okay, so Toto, like 5-6 hits in the 80s. They were a massive band. They still draw when they tour.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the members of Toto as a band have not released new music in over 7 years. That was until 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
When a brand new single from Toto showed up on Spotify.
All right. So nice.
The Toto fans are still around, got all excited. All right. There was just one problem.
What was that?
No one in the band Toto wrote, recorded, or ever performed this song.
So somebody slipped it in under their name but trying to make money off of them?
So it seems that's what's happening here. But the story is even more bizarre.
Yeah.
Because this song that we're about to play you, Kimmy, are you ready?
Yep.
So this is the song attributed to Toto under Toto's profile on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when you type in Toto, this comes up. This is the song they have not played, recorded, or performed. Forget that one. We're going to play that again in a second.
All right.
The song that they that was attributed to them that they didn't record was created with AI.
So, no. It's just done on a computer.
Done on, it was total AI. There is not a human being playing an instrument. There is not a human being singing.
Oh.
Nothing. Here's where it gets even weirder.
Yeah.
The AI Toto song was put on Spotify without the knowledge or consent of the band.
Yeah.
So how did they get it on there?
No one knows.
Like, because you would think, like, because they have a channel, like, somebody would have had to get into their channel to put it there.
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody has any
idea. So could they make money off of this?
So they, I guess every stream they pull, they are making money.
No, I mean, not Toto, but the person that slid it in there.
I don't know how they would
Bobby
do that.
Bobby AI.
I don't know how they would do that, because it sounds like the song is attributed to Toto.
But you can't tell that this is not a band. Like it was.
No,
does it sound like it was made on a computer? Does it sound legit?
No, it sounds legit. Oh. I mean, it sounds. I mean, if unless
that would suck.
And
if you could just start creating music without musicians.
And that's actually what's happening. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It turns out, this is not the first AI music controversy. A psychedelic rock folk group named The Velvet Sundown started to catch a buzz about a year ago.
Oh. All right?
They gained a following. In fact, they had over 500,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Goddamn.
Three of their songs, three separate songs, had over 100,000 streams each. And it turns out The Velvet Sundown is a completely AI-generated band. This is that AI-generated band. Somebody typed this in a computer and it created this.
No kidding.
Yes. This is not a
human
being.
Yeah, you would think this is legit.
Exactly.
Oh, are they going to be at parties at the park?
Yeah, they're just hitting start on Spotify. So, again, not a human being involved.
Yeah,
in
that's scary.
So here's where it gets scarier.
Yeah.
Spotify allows AI music on their platform.
Oh.
And they also don't have any rules that say they have to let you know this is AI. So there have been a whole bunch of people in America, maybe some people that were listening, that found out just now that their new favorite psychedelic rock folk group is not a
doesn't
thing.
Doesn't exist?
It's, well, I mean, but does it exist? Because we just heard the music.
It is music,
right? But they're not actual people you could talk to.
No.
Like you can't be a fan of that person.
But what if you like the music?
But you can't follow them.
Well,
right?
You can actually on Spotify. You can click follow.
No, but like if I like the lead singer, right?
Yeah.
And I want to follow like what he's doing.
Sure.
He don't exist.
He does not exist.
No.
He is not a human being. And nobody knows, by the way, who's behind the Velvet Sundown. But whoever they are, they're making money off of streams on Spotify.
Damn.
252-WCMF 252-9263 with this Toto story. With this story of this AI band that caught fire on Instagram. Are AI bands okay?
I mean, that to me, if you like that music, that's great.
I don't mean...
I mean, it sounds legit.
I don't mean, is the music good? I mean, ethically.
Oh, no. I mean, if you're a musician, you got to be crapping your pants, man. because they don't need you unless you want to see live. The only thing that's going to save your ass is live music.
Well, but here's the thing. You could also, in theory, after the music blows up, hire a bunch of musicians to go perform those songs.
So now I'm a cover band of a fake band.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, that would work. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, if you want to do a couple of backflips, it's also not the first time that would have happened. For example, let's use the Monkees, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was a group.
Completely
that-
created. One of the funniest things I remember about that group, I think it was one of the guys showed up with an instrument to the first taping of the show, and they go, you don't need any instruments, bro.
No, we
You're not playing.
We do have a lot of young listeners who may not understand. The Monkees was a television show that was created
for kids,
the Beatles, after they blew up. So they wanted an American version of the Beatles to put on television, even though they went with the British guy as the lead singer. They brought these actors in. They had them fake play music.
Right, and the show was them playing music and solving mysteries while they traveled the country in a hot rod, which they all fit into with their instruments.
And not only did the show go on for a couple of years, they recorded multiple albums and they toured.
They still have a following today, like when they go to those like different conventions, like people line up for that stuff.
I think I've told you the story on the air. When I was 12 years old, my dad took the family to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove down to Disney, and when we were at Epcot, complete coincidence, my mother loved the Monkees.
Yeah, she her childhood.
Yes, Davy Jones was like her childhood crush, the lead singer of the Monkees.
And he's a small little guy, right?
Anybody, he's
that
like,
makes sense that she has a crush on like smaller dudes, man.
What is that?
Well, you know, you always call me puny.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's the connection.
Yeah, we got it. We all got it.
On your mama.
Davy Jones was performing.
Ain't monkeying around.
Davy Jones was performing four different times for free at Epcot.
Yeah.
I had to sit through two of those shows.
Your mother was like in awe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she just, it was like, it was the only thing I ever got to watch my mother do for herself. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, like, this is uncharted territory, but it's also not uncharted territory, because you can make the same argument for Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
You can make the same argument for any of the pop stars of the early 2000s that were just good-looking kids and they wrote songs.
Those mall acts.
Exactly, yeah. Tiffany, all those people. I mean.
All right. But it is weird, though. Like, you're covering something that don't exist.
But you're not even covering it. Because that's original music.
Yeah.
I think where it gets really dicey is how musicians could use this for their own benefit.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you wouldn't, I mean, they could just use their voice, essentially, and their musicians to have this write the songs for them.
You don't even
So what
musicians.
Would it hurt? Would it hurt musicians in general, or would it hurt like tours? I mean, how would it have?
All right, let me throw.
It's got to hurt something. Somebody's got losing work.
Okay, so you're right. If you're just creating new bands, somebody's losing work.
Yeah.
That's not good. But let me throw out a scenario.
And you don't need studios anymore.
Not at all.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like everybody that's behind the production of it all.
Well, but you don't even really need studios anymore either. You can plug a guitar into a computer, and I mean,
you sound like my father.
No, but it's
true. Yeah, plug it in a goddamn computer and it spits out the tune.
It's true.
Give me the old Dorsey band. Those boys work for a living.
I don't know why, but the second I saw this story, if there is one band that has no problem making money any way possible.
Well, it's Kiss.
It's Kiss, thank you. And Kiss is done recording, they are done touring as far as they said. Remember.
Yeah,
they were looking into a hologram show to tour the country. My first thought was, how is Gene Simmons going to find a way to make money with new Kiss tunes through AI?
Oh, he's going to do it. He's definitely going to do it. This guy's a brilliant businessman.
Is that unethical?
Well, it's his stuff.
But it's not.
He's not. I mean, Kiss is, it's his body of work.
Sure.
He can do what he wants with it.
But
right?
No, but I'm saying you wouldn't even need his body. He would just have to type, make a band sound like Kiss and create a new song, and he could put it out as a Kiss song. Is that unethical?
I don't think so, because he's not. He owns it.
But he's not
gathering information from your own body of work.
But he's not creating anything.
But he's not. But he true.
He's selling a creation that does not exist.
Right. I'm fine with it.
All right, let's go.
It's Kiss.
Let's go down another road here. Ozzy Osbourne passes away last week, right? I mean, Ozzy Osbourne still has a company.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And a huge following.
And like, they're going to be selling his name and likeness and records and all this stuff forever and ever. Let's say his wife, Sharon, who also is not opposed to making all kinds of money, decides we're going to do an after-death Ozzy album.
And it'll be new music sounding like Ozzy.
12 new songs created through AI.
People would love that.
Would they? I don't know if Ozzy's fans would.
Well, haven't they? I think they did this to an extent. I can't remember what artist it was. It was an artist or a band where members had passed away, and they found, like, an old catalog of music, so it wasn't finished, so they had AI finish the song.
It was we talked about it. It was John Lennon's recordings on a new Beatles tune.
There was that, but I thought there was something else too, where like the AI basically helped finish this album that was incomplete.
I thought they were just cleaning up the vocals with artificial intelligence.
But let's say you're a huge fan of Elvis or Skinner, and you want to hear new music by them. What would that sound like if they were alive today? I think there's a big audience for that.
I also,
especially people like my age, what they would sound like Janis Joplin.
Okay.
New Janis Joplin today, what it would sound like, because it doesn't exist, so why not hear it?
But it's not really her.
Right, but I may the curiosity, though, of what she may sound like today would be pretty cool.
Okay.
But the Doors.
But you know what's funny about that?
The Doors would be really easy to do.
Well, yeah, no bass.
Yeah.
AI keeps putting bass in there.
Yeah, take it out.
But then there would be people that would say, like, that artist would never do that.
Thank you.
Well, those are the purists.
But
Jim Oakes, like me, I want to hear. If there was an AI Doors tune, because I love the Doors, mm-hmm. I would love to hear that.
Okay, I find it funny that you want to hear an AI version of people that passed away, what their new music would sound like. Mm-hmm. Yet if tomorrow Fleetwood Mac minus Christine McVie got together and put out a new record, you wouldn't want to hear
it. It would suck. You know why?
Why?
Because they're old.
Okay.
See, AI would clean it up and keep it nice and tight.
It's just
because it would be from their prime.
Right.
You're saying. Yeah. Okay. So
you're going down a slippery slope here, man.
Oh, man. I do it every day.
But how would you feel if, like, AI didn't do it, somebody else did it, like another artist was put together something like that and said, this is what it would sound like. You wouldn't trust, like, the person to do it.
But here's what's so funny. Tommy, don't worry about that, Kitty. Tommy is forgetting one very important thing, because, again, it comes down to intellectual property and what something's supposed to sound like. Talking about this song, again, the band Toto, a new song that they were unaware of, did not have anything to do with, showed up on Spotify. It was created with AI. They don't know where it came from. There is a band that got famous, a psychedelic rock folk group named the Velvet Sundown, a couple of months ago. 100,000 streams on 3 separate songs, 500,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. The band's completely AI. The company we work for?
Yeah.
Owns our name and likeness. It's in our contract.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they could use AI if they wanted to create brand new shows every single day without us.
Yeah, they wouldn't be as creepy.
No, it would be extra creepy. Like, it would take the whole show would be mom jokes and farts.
I might listen to that. If I get fired, I may at least listen to that show.
Like, you're in a creative job arguing for AI to take over creative
just
jobs.
Just music.
Okay, just not us.
Not talking.
Us, don't praise the machine. So we'll finish on this.
What's that?
Dom writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, Randy Travis, the country singer, had a stroke and cannot talk anymore.
Really?
AI finished some songs for him. And
the skinny dude?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's in a bad way.
Oh, wasn't he running around naked somewhere in the woods? What? He went nuts.
Are we thinking about the same guy?
I think so.
Okay.
I thought he had some problems. I didn't know he had a stroke.
I remember that story.
All right, let's take a break.
All right,
this is a fun discussion we're having.
I don't know. Oh, you could be running around naked having a little fun.
After that, you know what? I encourage the AI breakthroughs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, I'll take three.
So I'm sure this amazing deal will have folks running to this sit-down chain restaurant in other parts of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some foods Western New York just does better than anyone else.
Okay.
And even free may not be worth you getting off your ass to go get.
You're going
to
pass on free you dig this thing.
I promise you, when I tell Kimmy what this is.
Well, she's also a wing snob.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Chain sit-down restaurants continue to throw deals at customers in an effort to get people to come out and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, there is a hell of a deal at Applebee's.
Damn, what do you got going on?
Tomorrow, Tuesday, August 29th, they will be doing buy one, get one chicken wings. It's National Chicken Wing Day, after all.
So it's basically half off.
Yeah, when you get an order of their bone-in or boneless wings, you get a second order totally free. Now, if you want to go do this, the one catch is you got to download the app to get it.
Okay.
But that is a small price to pay for free chicken wings, yeah, which have gotten super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Who's not taking advantage of that, right?
I hear you, buddy.
Kimmy? You going to Applebee's for BOGO wings?
I mean, I do love me some Applebee's, but I'm not going there for the wings.
Oh, my God. It's goddamn chicken wings.
I know, but...
It's a they all buy the same chicken.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
do.
They all got the same supply of chicken. What do you think? Like someplace has like extra cool chickens?
Kimmy, do you want to try and explain this, or should I try?
I don't even know how to explain
how they prepare it with the sauce and the heat and with the crispiness and the dippings. You don't even
dip. As somebody who doesn't mind boneless wings, I'm not going to them for. Like, I'm not looking for chicken wings in my boneless wings. I just simply like boneless wings sometimes.
Okay.
So maybe that I would get.
But are you going to get out of your, because you can get off of your ass tomorrow.
Yeah.
And get half price wings, essentially, with your husband. Are you going to go to Applebee's?
And that boy is expensive
probably
to feed.
Probably not.
Okay. Why?
Because if we go there, I'm going to get something else. I'm not getting the wings there.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I've never had Applebee's wings. And I'm sure they are fine. I'm sure they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But in Western New York, not a single person has ever suggested when someone wants wings, hey, you want to go get Applebee's wings?
Me, sit at the bar, have some wings, have a beer. I'm going to have a fun night.
To Kimmy's point, when you go to Applebee's, even if you're going to go get appetizers, you do not order the wings.
No.
You don't. We have too many local pizza places, restaurants that specialize in wings, bars that do
the same thing.
But
they all do the same thing.
And no, they don't. Because why do wings taste different in every place you go to?
They don't.
They do.
All right, so you put garlic and parm on one, and you put a hot sauce on another, and teriyaki over here.
Who gets teriyaki, you monster?
I support the Asian community.
As do I. When I go get Asian food, not teriyaki on
wings?
Chicken wings. Look.
I love me some teriyaki.
Any other city in
America. Used to call me Tommy Teriyaki.
Any other city in America, outside of Buffalo, maybe, I'm sure would be thrilled with this and run to Applebee's. Yet I am genuinely curious if people in Rochester are willing to eat Applebee's wings, even if they were free.
Because even if you think other wings are better, they have to be good enough to support the fact that they're half price. And if you like to eat them and you're broke, why wouldn't you go to
it? I guess maybe there are some people out there that would try it. But you're not,
I'm
guessing your expectations aren't very high.
You can't tell me you can't choke down a half-price wing.
Nothing says, hey, let's go have a fun meal out, like choking down dinner. And again, I feel like we're
choke down night.
Oh, wait, your mom's going to be there? I feel like we're not giving enough credit to Applebee's. Because again, this is not an Applebee's is bad.
I said,
It's a we're so
it's
much
not their
better
thing.
Let me put it this way. If somehow Applebee's calls me up today and they go, Pat, we're going to give you all-you-can-eat unlimited wings at Applebee's tomorrow. All you have to do is show up. Even if I was in the mood for wings, I think I would still rather
you
pay.
You gotta be
I'm
good.
I'm telling you, man, I don't want to waste time with subpar chicken wings.
All right, let me ask you this. So you look at the Applebee's app menu.
Yeah.
And you see they got spring rolls on there. I like spring rolls.
Okay.
Fried spring rolls. You wouldn't try them?
I mean, I would.
Why? There's way better Asian joints that do this stuff.
Yeah, you're right, but I don't live in China.
Yeah, and I don't have like a, I'm not super picky about my spring rolls, you know?
But I am.
Would you eat them?
Okay.
I would try them.
Okay, let me ask you this. No, well, that's not the question, my friend.
Mm?
Let's say Applebee's. Well, you're not going to believe this. They got this new menu item.
What do they got?
Sushi.
Ooh.
And tomorrow night,
yeah,
they're doing buy one, get one. Sushi.
Applebee's sushi.
You going?
I can't go tomorrow.
Oh, you can't go?
No, I'm tired. Up.
You're the same thing.
I got people coming over.
It's all the same, right? They grow it out the same way.
Well, sushi, you got to be. You can't compare sushi to a chicken wing.
I just did.
Yeah.
It's raw fish, man. You got to be careful.
None of it's raw. None of it's really raw.
Yes, it is.
You say that. That's what they tell you. So
the
you
tuna's
think you're
raw.
Cool. You had, well, it's, again, only with your mom. Yeah, okay, fine. It's tuna.
Wait.
What?
I went and ordered my mom at the bar.
It's all you can eat, too, buddy. WCMF. Tomorrow is National Chicken Wing Day. And to celebrate, Applebee's is offering BOGO chicken wings. When you buy one order of bone-in or boneless wings, you get a second order totally for free. You got to do it through the app if you want to go. And look, Applebee's, it's a good restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a good restaurant. But we
do serve you a good drink there.
We do wings so well in Western New York. I don't think anyone in Rochester is going to get out of their chair for buy one, get one free Applebee's wings. And I will ask this question. Yeah. I want to start with Kimmy.
Go ahead.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What Rochester food do you refuse to eat from a chain restaurant? Kimmy, is there one other than wings that sticks out? I am not ordering
it. I mean, I don't know how common this is, but I've never ordered like a hot dog at a chain restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, with White Hots and Red Hots?
Yeah.
That's a good call. I don't want a hot dog if it's not a White Hot or Red Hot.
Sometimes there's hot dogs on like fast food menus and things. Good.
Like when I go to another...
I don't trust that hot dog.
If I go to a ballpark out of town, I never get a hot dog.
Really?
Yeah. The only one I got with the Blue Jays had like a foot and a half long hot dog. I just wanted to hold it.
Oh, you love you a foot long.
Foot and a half long.
Oh, you choke it right out. Ate the whole thing.
No, but that's a good one. We
it's not coming off like somebody I know, like their grill or like it's not like a homemade hot dog. I think I'm out.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frankie. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
What's up?
You are. Back in the 80s, I used to work at the garage door restaurant, if people know where that was, over on Eastridge Road.
Yeah, it was right next to the front door? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Jesus Christ. It was right next to, actually, Kentucky Fried Chicken. They had the best, they were ranked the best wings. You know, they used to do, you know, rank wings in the city, and they were the best in the city. They actually used to beat out Anchor Bar in Buffalo for the best wings all the time. The type of sauce they put on this thing and the seasonings they had in it were just outrageous. But talking about money, you know, we had nights where it was, you know, 99 cents for a half a dozen wings, 99 cents, a dollar. I mean, how much are they now?
A dollar is still a dollar, I think. 99 cents.
Well, I mean, it's, jeez.
You called us, man. I don't know why you're getting frustrated.
No, I'm just saying, look at the price of chicken wings now.
It's everything. Everything is like, yes, even I was alive when they had 10-cent wing night when I was eating chicken wings. It was great. It was awesome. Everything costs more now, man. It's what happens when time moves on.
Yep. They used to flock into the garage door, I'll tell you that. I cooked so many wings, it was ridiculous.
All right, Frank, great call. Thanks for the call, Frank. There goes. Let's put him back in the garage if we can. The garage door.
Yeah.
What did it cost now?
Oh, too much.
Really makes you think.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing that blows my mind when it comes to like food that we do well, that people are okay eating from a chain restaurant in Rochester, Rochester is world-class old-school Italian food. Like, I would.
Well, French, especially. It's like their thing, like chicken French.
But even the old-school Italian restaurants, like it would be, we've been all over the country.
Yeah.
It is very hard to find another community that does Italian as well as we
do. Yeah, I would never go to like a... I would never go to Wendy's for tripe. Tripe in a cup.
What I'm getting at is despite the fact that we have family restaurants that have been in operation for over half a century, still churning out unbelievable meals, every Olive Garden in the greater Rochester area is always crowded. And it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense. And I'm not saying Olive Garden is bad.
Yeah.
But Mr. Dominic's, Red's, Agatina's, Mama G's, Giuseppe's.
Well, you forgot about Giuseppe.
How do you drive past those places making homemade sauce, hand-rolled ravioli, and gnocchi? For a chain restaurant Italian meal.
Well, because
it's like spitting in your grandmother's face.
I guess the cost of it, you know.
And some people don't want all that authentic food like that. They want more of a watered down version of Italian food.
Okay.
Because it's too spicy.
Yeah, maybe
too
it appeals to more people.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. 252-WCMF, we had asked what food you're not ordering from a chain restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I would much rather have a burger from a local Rochester place than a chain. We've been spoiled with Bill Gray's, Tom Walsh, Shaler's, Don and Bob's, places like that.
I mean, those things are dynamite.
But I'm not going to turn down a hamburger from another place.
No.
Like
I'll still eat a Big Mac, man.
I think that's the difference with the wings. You're right. Like, if we were to go to Olive Garden, I will still order Italian food despite the fact that I'd rather
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah, Reds. I would still have a hamburger from another place despite the fact that I prefer that pressed out Rochester, you know, thing. But I ain't getting wings, man. The other thing, I will not order a garbage plate from a bar.
Any bar?
No.
I mean, garbage plates are just base food.
No, like any corner bar you wouldn't get a garbage plate from?
Here's my rule. If the plate comes on an actual plate you have to wash, I won't eat it.
Or you want it out of the container?
Or on a paper plate.
I don't know. I think there are some local bars that do it really well.
Nope.
I mean, they probably take it to the next level.
No, they don't. They don't exist. Those things do not exist.
Because you just want to, I want to keep it real.
So you'll only go to a couple places.
I mean, you won't go to like a Hots place?
There are four Hots places I would go to. Tahoe's and Stevie T's, which used to be Tahoe's down on my lab. Like, those are the originals.
Oh, yeah, Empire Hots?
I mean, I haven't been to Empire Hots in forever. But like, Henrietta Hots has a decent one, right? But like,
they all taste the same.
They don't
to me, man.
Taste the same.
They're all slightly different, but they're all delicious.
The sauce consistency is key. And if it's on a plate you have to wash, the sauce consistency is never what it has to be. You laugh all you want. I'm not alone. I know.
I'm never crazy about that meat sauce to begin with.
You're an idiot.
Hey, want some meat? Yeah. We put some more oily meat on top of it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's okay.
Bro, I mean, this food has existed for over a century.
It's okay, but I can eat a plate. I can eat a plate without the hot sauce, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's called a hamburger and fries.
Which is basically eating.
But no, it's not. It's a garbage
plate. Squirt some ketchup on it and eat the damn thing.
You're an idiot.
It's not gourmet food.
It is gourmet food.
No, it's called garbage plate, not gourmet plate.
If it wasn't gourmet, everyone would be able to do it the right way, and they don't.
It is weird that it doesn't work anywhere else where people have tried to make it work.
Agree with
Even
you.
Even Buffalo.
I think it's
more like the taste, like people that live and grew up there. It's just not something that appeals to them, you know what I mean?
Well, if you look at it, it doesn't look very appealing.
Yeah.
It's just a pile of, it looks like you're at a picnic and you're a glutton.
All right, we'll take one call before we move on. One more call. We got to top what the hell just happened.
Okay.
252-WCMF with Applebee's offering buy one, get one wings tomorrow in store for National Chicken Wing Day, even though Kimmy and I, we're not getting the wings.
Well, snobs.
We had asked, as a Rochester restaurant goer, what are you not ordering from a chain restaurant? Bob's got the last word. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
All right, I got two things I'm not ordering. First one is pizza, which is obvious.
Okay.
Second one is the Friday night fish fry.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Restaurant.
That's a good one. That is a really good one. Now, here, let's go back to the pizza, because I agree with you. We know that Rochester is the number one pizza city in America. We saw that study, right? But, Bob, although chain restaurants like Papa John's and Pizza Hut have struggled, Domino's and Little Caesars have been very successful in this town offering base, really cheap pizza.
That's true, but it's still base pizza. I mean, you're not going to get that, you know, nice crust that, you know, somebody hand-tossed it because they've been doing it for 30 years. Or, you know, they use pepperoni that was locally made or cheese
that was made from pepperoni that was locally sourced.
He's right. Yeah.
I got a pepperoni that's locally sourced. You can meet me in a men's room.
Don't go, Bob. It's a trick.
Dang it.
Bob, thanks for the call, buddy.
Locally sourced pepperoni.
I think it matters.
What a pretentious dick.
You're going to
see
that.
People are very picky about the pepperoni. You're either a cup and char person or you're not.
It's got to be from a Rondequoit.
Size of a gorilla's piece of niche, I hear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.